Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss the alternate names for Madam Web, maggots falling on Delta flight passengers, Kanye West versus Twix bars, how to know if your pop queen is about to start a new era or if she's just launching makeup or shoes, and which international queens are killing it on Drag Race UK versus the world. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Well, hello everybody and welcome to another Q and Slay.
Okay. All right, mama. All right. There's a tweet going around that's like, "What is your contribution to society?" And people are quote tweeting it with like their most viral moment on the internet, like what meme did they add to the vernacular of, you know.
Damn.
Is Q and Slay mine? No.
No.
Is monkey covering eyes emoji mine? Maybe. It's kind of up there. What is yours?
Mine is that Mean Girls tweet.
Oh. Your biggest moment on the internet was bullying someone?
The only reason that tweet went viral is because she chimed in to corroborate my bullying.
She chimed in with the...
And the only ones we were bullying... I mean, I guess who does the blame fall on? The director, the writer, the hairdresser?
The tweeter?
No.
The people retweeting it? Is this a societal issue?
Anyone's fault but mine.
Oh, okay. That makes most sense to me.
Damn, though. Damn. Okay, so I was out of town all weekend.
Yeah.
And then I got back. Welcome. I was off the internet, didn't see things. And then I came back and then I saw like two new trends on the internet, and I thought, this is what we got trending while I was gone.
What?
And I literally meant to write it down to ask you. And here we are.
The ice bucket challenge.
No, it was something about something about a veiny dick.
Oh, what?
There's no way I randomly saw two in a row and it wasn't. It was like a setup of a joke and it was all, here I am, a single guy.
Oh, my friend is single and he's got a big veiny cock. I'm sorry, without the context, I saw a tweet that's kind of like that too. So I was like, oh, this, I don't really know what's going on in the context of this tweet. It's getting traction and I don't understand why. So I thought I missed a
yes.
joke. Something about a so big, that's veiny what, Snickers bar.
Yes. So that's what I saw. But then I saw a few of them on TikTok.
Well, you know what? Because that leads us nowhere. So thank you.
No, wait. It does lead us somewhere.
Okay.
Is it inappropriate for me to play that Grindr message I got a week and a half ago and I sent to you?
Pop it in. Let's bring it out. Bring her out. Listen,
I think I'm going to have to play it on my computer, and I'm gonna have to move my mic down.
Okay,
we can figure it out. Where did it go?
You texted it to me, and you can open it there.
No, baby, you know my computer is on its last life, and when we're recording the podcast, I can't do things on my computer at the same time anymore.
Okay, so what do you want me to do? You want me to fill
this
some,
Mac?
You want me to talk? You want me to sit?
No, this MacBook is at least 6 years old.
Well,
someone at work the other day was all, "Oh, my MacBook's 4 years old, and that's when you know it's gotta go." And I was like, "Oh, don't tell him mine's like 6 or 8 years old."
And then yours started making a sound like it's taken off.
Literally. So I don't even know if you're gonna be able to hear this at the same time. Good luck, everybody.
Nice fucking body, man. Holy shit, those fucking tits, man. Oh my god, I would fucking die to just fucking nibble on those fucking things and get them all wet and pert and, yeah, maybe work my fucking head down to your fucking rectum. I love fucking erogenous zones, man. Focus on your ass nest and just fucking bury my fucking tongue in your fucking hole, man.
I flinched at least 4 to 5 times. There were certain moments that were really jarring that I thought were the mic drop of the audio, and then it kept going. The culmination to a slurping sound.
Who's out here leaving messages like that?
People.
You all wonder why I'm nervous to leave a voice note on a dating app.
You gotta shoot your shot. Listen, in a world like this world, at a time like this, if you're not speaking your mind and telling people how you really feel, you're wasting your own time. He said, "Let me skip right to the chase. I wanna say the word. I wanna talk about your rectum. Nothing gets me going like the word rectum." Did he describe your nipples as pertinent or something? Or something? What does that word mean?
Pertinent. Listen.
Nipples are pertinent.
This is a real dilemma for me, because that was the first compliment I've ever gotten on my chest.
Oh, well.
and now I have to log it as that.
Why? A win's a win. A win's a win.
I've been hitting the gym for 6 months, and that's my reward. Nice fucking tits, man.
Oh. Yeah, men are a gift.
Men
are a gift. Men are a burden.
He quote unquote fucking loves erogenous zones.
Man.
How many erogenous zones can you name in 10 seconds or less?
Ear, armpit, foot, balls, taint, nipple, tongue, neck. Anal glands.
Reminds me of the, okay, damn. Wait, actually, a lot came up. Damn.
Yeah, I got them.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot. You want to hear them?
Sure. I mean, honestly, I was kind of just going off of like the Monica 1724777.
Yes, it was giving a 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
7, 7.
Okay,
some surprise.
Appearances?
I was going to say nominees, but they're not.
Okay.
Surprise number one, behind the knee.
Sure. Okay.
You ever get that good behind the knee?
Like for fucking? You know what that's giving me? That's giving me like a bag full of lotion squished between a couch. You know what I mean?
No, please explain more.
I mean, I don't know what I mean, but it's giving me like a DIY.
A bag of lotion between two couch cushions?
you know what people are up to.
Where do you get a bag of lotion, or do you make it?
It's a bag of whatever, any type of gelatinous.
Would pudding work?
Pudding would work. Tapioca, questionable. It might become tapioca. Okay, go on.
Inner wrist.
Pass.
Pubic mound.
Okay. I don't like it called that, but yeah. okay.
I think
what does
that's
that
like
mean?
What?
Fupa?
Yes. I think it's that general area.
Okay.
The bone between the
genital.
That genital area. The space between your navel and your tra-la-la.
Okay. Mound. I do love Mounds bars. Mounds, Almond Joys. To me, a lot of people pass. For me, that's a hot commodity.
Which one do you prefer, you think?
Mounds.
Damn, wow.
I'm not trying to have that pesky almond.
It's just one nut, babe.
I can barely take one nut.
Okay, well, that was the first thing on my list. It said, play that creepy grinder message.
Okay,
check.
Well, I've got a couple spin-offs that could have happened during all of that.
I'm waiting for you to say, speaking of pubic mounds.
Speaking of veiny, enlarged chocolate. Did you say something
yes.
about veiny enlarged chocolate or something?
I think earlier we were talking about
speaking of a delicious Mounds bar. Hey,
you could have just said speaking of joy.
Speaking of, did you see Kanye West's?
No,
neither did I. So I saw two clips of Kanye West. Both of them, he's mid-rant about something. I didn't listen to the full rant. I'm not interested in listening to the full rant. I'm not interested in blah, blah, blah. But I do find this to be interesting. In both clips, he goes from whatever he's like going off about, and suddenly he starts going off about how they're trying to fatten us up because they enlarged the Twix bar, and he goes into his rant about that in one video, and then another video is paparazzi stopping him to talk about something, and then he's ranting, and then somehow he goes off on the topic of how they're trying to fatten us up because they've made the Twix bars bigger. And it's like, this is clearly something that's he's disturbed by.
Concerned about?
Is this true?
Has anyone, have we had a statement from Twix?
Well, this is actually.
Is Twix the one that's all left or right?
Yes. This doesn't really work in what I in my perception of the world right now, because shrinkflation, hello, and they're like really trying to like you think Big Chocolate is trying to lose profits by making a bigger chocolate bar to fatten us up to what end?
I mean, you saw WALL-E, right?
Yes,
that's the end. That's what they want.
Twix.
They want this Twix wants Earth to be this garbage planet, and they want us all to be upstairs in space.
Do you like Twix?
No, in fact, I don't.
I do. I like the little tiny Twix, too.
There are some candy bars I see in the aisle, because, you know, my Walgreens.
Yeah.
They make you line up down the candy aisle.
I know. Oh, I know.
And I'm like, oh, okay, I know what you're up to, Big Chocolate. And I just look and I'm like, who here is buying a payday?
Oh, I like a payday.
You're going to spend your own money on it?
No, I'm not. It's, I mean, yeah. I will have a payday if it's like in the Halloween
free
bucket.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to eat it toward the end.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not one to squander. Mm. but queuing up down the candy aisle at the local Walgreens, and they think I'm going to pay for a payday or a Twix.
Some people do.
Absolutely not.
If I know what your favorite chocolate bar is and I'm on my way to see you, I'll pick you up whatever that is. That's a nice little surprise.
I really like a midnight Milky Way. Okay. There, I said it.
What in the hell?
But actually, lately I've been really into, I don't even know what they are, some sort of like Sweet Tarts ropes.
Oh my God, you're the second person who's brought those up recently to me.
Well, whoever the first person was has good taste in candy.
All right.
Because the rainbow fruit punch ones, okay. They're trouble. They're trouble when I'm in my Walgreens trying to get something else and I'm like, oh, well, there they are.
Okay.
Guess I'll eat the whole bag while I walk home.
All right. All right. Ooh, hey, what about a
speaking of walking?
What about a Rapunzel whose hair is made out of nerds ropes?
No, I don't think I'm into a nerds rope.
Okay, you brought it up. What do you mean no. What?
Sweet Tart ropes, honey.
Oh, I'm thinking nerds ropes.
No, I don't want a little crunch.
You know,
and let me do a little Google and confirm I'm talking about the. Yeah, hell yeah. I typed in Sweet Tarts and ropes was the first thing. Hell yes. Here we go. Sweet Tarts ropes, twisted rainbow punch.
Okay.
Fuck.
Okay.
Damn, those are good.
Speaking of maggots, did you see?
Oh, baby, you know I saw because what am I? A Delta Airlines loyalist.
Are still?
And you know what? I didn't need that bad PR on my favorite airline.
Did you get a Google alert for your favorite airline?
Yes. In fact, I did.
No, you didn't.
It said Delta flight, maggots falling from the ceiling.
So,
some sort of, where was it? Amsterdam to somewhere over
it
here?
It was Amsterdam to Detroit. They were 2 hours into the flight. What? How long is that flight? 5 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours?
I'd say 5 or 6.
Five. So they're 2 hours into the flight, and somebody claims there's maggots falling onto her from the
overhead bin.
From the overhead bin. They open the overhead bin. It's rotting fish.
In somebody's carry-on.
Maggots. Maggots.
I'm saying, I still insist, I don't know how that got through security.
Yeah.
Because I've said this, I've told this story before, but I've seen a woman get a Hungry Man dinner tossed out going through security.
You know what I saw? Somebody said, imagine taking a, what are those things that are like a bucket of noodles, but you just add hot water?
Ramen.
Sure. And you say, hey, because you know they have hot water on the flight. You say, hey, can you just fill
my cup of noodles.
Water? Yes.
I bet they would.
I bet they would, and I bet that would be good. Though everyone that I've ever talked to that has any knowledge of anything has always said, don't drink the water on a flight unless it comes from a bottle.
I think they only ever have bottled water on flights.
Well,
no.
If they...
Who's got a tap, honey?
If they're using...
You drinking from the bathroom?
If they're using the... If you get coffee on a flight, they're filling that water that they... make the coffee with tap water from the bathroom.
Babe, no,
it's not from the bathroom, but they use the same tap as the bathroom water.
I bet you anything they're pouring out a bottle of water in that.
I mean, I certainly have not looked into it and I'm still ordering coffee.
I don't drink coffee, so this ain't ever going to be my problem.
Oh, you're like, oh, can I just have a ginger ale?
Oh, no, you know, I love a cranberry apple juice. They're good.
Anyway, so the maggots, the maggots fell.
It's raining maggots, honey.
They had to turn around they were 2 hours into the flight. They had to turn around back to Amsterdam, and they got 8,000 miles, a $30 meal ticket, and a hotel if their flight was delayed to the next day. 8,000 miles, what's that going to get you?
Nothing. That's like maybe a flight to LA.
$30 meal ticket.
Maybe.
What's that going to get you?
Subway at an airport.
Hell yeah, I would. I would get sun chips.
You know I wouldn't. Oh. I'm just thinking. So who?
Hold on. I did get the footlong Subway cookie.
foot-long Subway cookie? And what's that about?
Imagine. Have you ever seen a foot-long sub at a Subway?
Yes.
Well, now imagine the same shape contraption delight of a cookie.
You remember the old way they used to cut bread at Subway? Where they'd like cut the top out?
Insane. Insane. And you know what? I don't know who had to...
Whatever happened to that?
I imagine it worked out this way. Somebody from the very bottom of the company worked their way all the way up and said, we need change. Because the people at the top, they would hear that kind of complaint and say... Money doesn't matter. Capitalism, blah, blah, blah. It wouldn't quite resonate. But somebody really had to be in the trenches to know that had to be changed.
Imagine there you are living your life, making sandwiches your whole life, and then you get a job at Subway, and they're like, "No, no, no. We actually scoop out the top of the bread instead of just cutting it in half."
Well, some people. Some people will get their bagels scooped. Have you heard of this? So, like, they'll say...
Is this the new Botox?
They'll say, I'll have a bagel, but, like, scoop out the fluffy inside of the bagel, the non-exterior, to, like, the carbohydrate. Is that what
you
that
know
is?
I have a big... You know I have a big problem with bagels, so for you to bring that up...
Yeah, I actually didn't know that.
This close to my birthday?
Didn't know that. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hey.
What?
It's speaking of apple bottom jeans.
Oh, sure. There was a lot of discussion about apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
I need to know where you stand.
I stand in my apple bottom jeans. In were my you boots picturing, with the fur.
In the early 2000s,
yeah.
Were you picturing furry boots? Or somebody wearing a fur jacket with boots with no fur on the boots. What is apple bottom jeans boots with the fur mean to you?
So, first of all, you said the early aughts. Let me correct that. I was driving back and forth from DeWitt to Michigan State. And so I would consider that at least 2007-08.
Okay, it was seven, but still.
Thank you. So when you say early aughts, let's let's not have some revisionist history on the pod. Second of all, boots with the fur. I was imagining boots with the fur.
Furry boots.
Furry boots.
You thought, I mean, it was hard not to. Uggs had their moment in the early aughts.
So, which would make sense, because if the aughts had their, if the early aughts had their Uggs moment in the early aughts, then that would be prior to Apple Bottom Jeans Boots with the Fur in 2007, aught seven. And so sequentially, that would make sense.
So then you were picturing furry boots the whole time.
Of course. I'm not an idiot.
Did he weigh in?
Who?
The singer.
Named?
Flo Rida.
I don't know. Oh, well, he did. I think he was recently. Didn't he tweet? Maybe Reba posted a picture. I think this all started because of Reba. Everything can be tracked back to
Reba. I know why it all started.
You better believe it.
It all started because there Reba was at the Super Bowl wearing fur jacket.
Hold on. Ariba Derchi.
Ariba Derchi. And it's like an alien, but Reba.
Sure. Well, what's the difference?
Okay, so did she post that on her Instagram?
She posted it on Twitter, and I think Flo Rida quote tweeted it with lyrics from the... Anyway, and then it started the conversation.
She commented it herself. She said Apple... Well, not Apple Bottom Jeans, she didn't say.
What did she say?
She said, boots with the fur, ... hashtag Super Bowl ready.
Okay, and then Flo Rida quote tweeted it, I believe.
And she said, the coat... is Diomi. The jeans are from... No. The jeans are from Dillard's. The boots are from Old Gringo Boots. Do I know who did the hair or the makeup?
I'm good. So my point is, I always imagined the boots with the fur, but the people are saying that it was actually... There are boots. Whether or not the boots have fur is irrelevant. The boots are part of the story, but also the fur is part of the story, and the fur is referencing a fur jacket.
Do you think PETA weighed in?
PETA, probably in the early aughts.
I think PETA's still around now.
Yeah, for sure. PETA, I had,
did you
I had
say,
to mute PETA
did
on
you
Twitter.
Say, did you say for sure?
For sure, for sure, for sure. For sure. For sure. Dolly.
You had more on... Speaking of bullets on your list.
Speaking of pit bullets. Speaking of Pitbull, did you see Pitbull is collaborating with Dolly Parton?
Yeah, in fact, I listened to that song this weekend.
Oh, is it good?
Did you?
I didn't know it already came out.
It's called Women in Power.
And which of those two is?
And it's all like... yeah, powerful women okay. is what it's called.
Women in power.
Listen, babe, I was there. It's from his latest album, Track House Daytona 500 edition.
This collaboration is important to me solely for the fact of Dolly Parton.
I think, in fact, he says that lyric in the song.
No.
Yes.
I would put money down that the concept, the whole execution, all stemmed from the idea of Dolly Parton. The ability to be able to say it.
The intro goes, Pitbull, Dolly, who runs this world, who runs it? Mr. Worldwide, with the one and only Dolly Parton.
Work. Okay.
This is dedicated to all the powerful women working 9 to 5.
Okay.
Yeah, I listened to it. It's a banger.
Okay, I'll give it a spin.
Hey, do you think they're playing it on country radio since it's sampled by 9 to 5?
Oh, it samples 9 to 5. Well, okay. Hopefully, maybe. Is country radio playing Beyonce yet?
No. Well, and since you bring it up.
Hey, we said this last week. We said T-3, 2, 1 for white Americans to start throwing a fit about Beyonce doing country.
No, that's not what they're mad about.
What are they mad
about? The beehive is a buzzin'.
I'm sorry. I just can't get behind the beehive being spelled B-E-Y hive. I can't, and I'll never be able to. It's to me. It's one of the biggest gaslighting ceremonies of me that I've ever experienced. So all of culture is going to act like this is like.
How do you pronounce her name?
I don't know. I'm not friends with her. But I mean to say
Beyonce.
So let's just call. But also Beyonce has B E in it as much as it has B E Y in it. So why don't you just
call it?
Call
it the B E.
Why don't you just call it the B E Hive? Because when I see B E Y Hive, I think the Bay Hive, and I've always thought it in my head, and I'm never gonna read B E Y Hive as Beehive. Nobody is. Nobody does. Do you, the Beehive, is it really honestly, earnestly supposed to be the Beehive? Just if it's just as much could have been the Beehive, or the Beehive, just the B, just the letter B, just the letter B. She's B. Everyone calls her B. Her friends, family, perhaps.
What is blue collar?
Mother. I believe.
So there, the beehives all up in arms because country radio was not playing Beyonce's two new country songs. And you know what I have to say to those keyboard warriors?
Earl had to die.
Email your state representative.
Oh my God. Okay.
If you're logging into country music radio and you're typing up an email to Whittle, you know Whittle?
I do know Whittle.
Yeah. Whittle.
Just a Whittle.
No, Whittle was the country radio station in the greater Jackson area. Anyway, I'm just like, yeah, country music has a race problem. You know what they also have? A women problem. But like for all these people who you're now trying to sign up and be like, you're not playing Beyonce and that's not fair. Maybe speak up on behalf of all the other females in country that are actually doing country music regularly that still aren't getting played. I'm sorry.
I didn't know that to be an issue within that realm.
Would you like to know some statistics? Great, because I pulled them up.
Sure.
Men in country music airplay, men make up 72 to 85% of annual airplay, while women only make up 7 to 21%. The gender ratio for country music is 4.8 to 1, male to female.
Okay, so is it proportional then in radio play?
No, not at all.
Oh, well, then I wasn't listening.
But my point is,
listening or I don't know math, and both could be possible.
It's like people are like getting all up in arms because, is Beyonce a billionaire?
Well, I think they...
They're all mad.
Her and Jay-Z's...
They count what?
I think they count her and Jay-Z's wealth great. Together.
Often. But it's just like, they're all up in arms crying foul because... They're not playing this, the most awarded Grammy artist in the history of the world. They're not playing her little song on country radio. Guess what? Speak up for other black country artists who aren't getting paid or represented, or women country artists who aren't being paid or represented.
Sure,
Beyonce has enough. And if you want to hear her song, stream it.
Sure. Well, I think the argument that they're trying to make is, hi, this is the number one song on country charts right now, on iTunes, on whatever. And so, like, she has a right to be at least included in the circulation.
But then, do you also know how radio play works?
No, girl. And you know what? Payola. Speaking of payola, Katie...
Well, good, because I pulled Katie up some Perry, talking points.
Katy Perry is leaving American Idol. Are you going to weep?
Yeah.
Are you going to piss your pants a little?
Wig.
Wig?
Did you just say wig?
Who will be a wigness? Will you be a wigness?
Who will support the purposeful pop that is created
by American Idol? Yeah, I was trying to reference her hit album, Witness.
Bon Appetit, baby.
Girl. So, okay, so this was what, her
Who will keep us chained to the rhythm?
Who? So this is her seventh year, I think, or something, maybe, of American Idol? That's nuts. Time flies. But I take this as, okay, she's ready to free up her schedule to do a new album.
Yeah.
Or have another kid, or maybe she's just like...
That's what the Katy Cats are saying.
Or
word at the litter box is
ew!
Mother is coming to feed the kittens milk.
Okay. Slow down.
Mew, mew. Mew.
See, us in the Gaga fandom, we would witness a moment like this and say, oh, here comes New House Labs colors. Don't get your hopes up. Don't think an album's coming. It's just going to be a lip liner. So
Nerd
is the
tech
is
ODT the,
Katie, the
remix
the Katie equivalent? I believe is here comes a goofy pump.
A goofy what?
A goofy pump.
Pump
or flat?
What's a oh her shoe line?
Yeah.
Oh my god! I saw
here comes like, a high that? Heel with a tongue coming out. Here comes a winking smiley face shoe. Clog.
Well, Katie, well, she did just drop new ruby slippers that are Wizard of Oz themed.
Girl.
And then she reposted on her Instagram this girl giving rave reviews about the Katy Perry ruby slipper line. And this girl revealed herself as, I guess, like, you know, I'm a firm believer if you can think it exists. This woman had a whole house of Wizard the Oz themed.
Wizard the Oz.
And all she...
Wizard the Oz.
And she...
Megan the Trainer.
And she had... And she only wears versions of ruby slippers.
Okay. Good for her.
That's her whole personality.
Good for her.
It's like a Disney gay, but a Wizard the Oz girl.
Good for her. I follow a lot of Muppet collector TikTokers. I feel like I bring this up all the time. I'm trying to live that life. If I lose interest in all my other things and I'm looking for something to care about, I'm just going to hard pivot to Muppets. I'm ready. I've been ready.
Yeah, I believe in that.
Muppets.
Who's your favorite?
It was my favorite Muppet?
Would you bottom for Gonzo's nose?
Again. Honestly, I'm just trying to feel something. If he can itch a scratch.
How much control, like, over his nose do you think he has? Is it like an elephant's truck?
Is
trunk?
Is it like a celebration, like, where it, like,
yeah,
elephant trunks out? I don't know. It's been a while since I saw Muppets Go to Space or whatever the hell, and I think he would probably... If he's ever going to show the full capabilities of his nose, it would be there.
Well, because gravity, or lack thereof, rather.
Okay, John Mayer.
His nose would be all floating up. And how dare you, when Sarah Bareilles has a song called Gravity.
Okay.
How fucking dare you?
Did you see Madam Web?
Did you say Juicy?
Did you see Madam Web?
No.
Me neither.
Pass.
Me pass.
I heard it got bad apples.
I heard everyone say it was so bad that it was hilarious, and which makes me want to see it.
You know, I'm not one of those. I'm not one of those
people
so
say,
bad I want to watch it and laugh.
It will be appreciated as a cult classic for gay people to talk about for years. Sort of like Batman and Robin with Arnold Schwarzenegger and, like, you know, like the Chris O'Donnell and Poison Ivy and like that and you know that one camp
of all the other terms for women.
What,
like, why did they go with Madam Web?
Madam Web? Mrs.
Why couldn't
that's
it be
Mrs. Web too. Mrs.
Why couldn't it be Mrs. Fierce Delicious Web?
Mistress Web? I don't know. I don't mind it. Madam, she that girl, Miss Girl, who took down Ellen, doesn't give me Madam.
Does she give you Mrs.?
Lady Web. Little Miss Web. Mrs. Webb.
Lady. Woman. Wife.
Wife Webb. Girl.
Well, you
girl
know, I Googled
Webb.
Synonym.
Web girl.
I Googled synonyms for madam.
What about Webb woman? She's that Webb woman. Webby.
I like that.
Webby lady.
Webby girl.
Webby girl. Hey, widow Webby girl.
Little Miss Webby girl.
Widow Miss Webby girl. I think that has more, that had opportunity. That had, they missed out on an opportunity with that.
Why couldn't, isn't there some sort of, couldn't have they done something with widow?
Widow Black, what is that song? Black Widow.
Black Widow what Baby.
Is that Rita Ora?
No, Iggy Azalea.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes.
I think.
Yes, 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 yes.
Actually.
Hey, I got
it's both of them together.
Oh, just, you know what? Our powers combined.
Wait, I've got couples.
I've got two.
Couples costume. Couples costume for this year.
Sure, sure.
Me and you as Iggy Azalea and Rita Ora and the Black Widow video.
And we'll sing.
A Black Widow, baby.
Sure. No. No, 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 no. I did have a couple RIPs to send out.
I'm here for it. Wait, hold on. Should I open?
Earnestly.
Should I open
yeah,
the
open,
Google?
Open the Google Doc for the nominees for this year's Cycle Babblies, Cycle I'm Babies, Babbles.
I'm on it. We need to do work throughout the year. We can't
okay.
just...
To,
and it
to,
actually... To, and actually,
what?
And say, and actually, while we're talking about it, if you're listening and you think it, if we speak on a good nominee for a category mid-year, you let us know.
Okay, so I've got a couple nominees from today's episode: Kanye versus Twix, feud of the year.
Oh, damn! Oh, actually, yeah, you're good at this. You were gonna do best new cycle ghosties.
Best new cycle ghosties. These are in earnest. Rip, the creator of Pop-Tarts died.
Actually, I did see that, and I texted my dad because he loves Pop-Tarts. And actually, I think I got no response from the group text in that one.
So yeah, he's
my so my brothers and my dad do not care.
They don't. And then also my queen is a lock the voice. She's a TikTok. She was nominated last year for best TikTok sound for All the Enjoyment. She
did she win?
I don't know. Who knows who won that?
Won.
Who won?
I think she won.
Well, she just passed away from cancer, and there is a GoFundMe for her, I believe, funeral services. If you ever enjoyed, perhaps you can check that out and support. But, yeah, a lot of people were tagging me in that because they knew how much I loved All the Enjoyment.
We're going to have to...
Also the creator of Be Who You Are. Be who you are. You don't know it.
No. Well, actually, All the Enjoyment did not win TikTok Sound of the Year. But we'll still put her in the
Memoriam
segment.
Did it win People's
segment.
Choice?
We're going to put it in the Memoriam section this year.
Okay. All right.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, signature vintage wash sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Well, that's all I have for you this week. Corey, do you have anything else?
Did you want... I had one thing to say about Drag Race.
Okay.
I had two things to say about Drag Race.
Okay. Are you watching Versus the World? Are you all caught up?
I have one thing to say about UK Versus the World and one thing to say about regular.
Go for it.
Which one would you like to hear first?
Regular.
The audacity of Dawn... to come for musical theater gays and then to get excited about Melissa McCarthy being from Mike and Molly of all shows. Dawn?
No. When that happened, I didn't believe it. I thought it was giving me a producer telling a contestant things to list.
Yeah, hold on. Well, yeah, I was like, let's get Dawn on the line because I want to know, you really hate musical theater, but you stan Mike and Molly?
We can get
choices.
Her on the line. We can get her on the line. We can ask.
That was all I had to say about US. And what I had to say about UK versus the world, I think I have a crush on LeGrand Dawn.
Oh my God. Yes, I was talking about this last night. I'm feeling some kind of way. When was the last time we had a Drag Race contestant that was like legitimately sensually sexy? Like, not to say that I'm putting masculinity on any type of pedestal, far from it, but there's this, like, this masculine sensuality to Grand Dame. I know it's, like, embedded in the low voice, the register, and, like, I don't know, but, like, there's something very, I don't know. I'm, maybe it's, you know, have you ever met a French person?
You know what I say about the French,
I actually don't know what you say. What do you say? Remind us.
This is
they
a
have
story
a certain
a memoir.
How do you say?
It's not no. And if you're wondering, just know it's a really good thing.
Oh. Well, are you trying to experience La Grande Dame?
Oh, so what I was gonna say was there have been queens in the past that I've had a crush on, like out of drag. There's been queens in the past that I thought are beautiful in drag. There has never been a culmination of me thinking, I like this person a lot.
Ooh. Okay, separately from finding them very sexy and like alluring, I think drag-wise, by far the standout of the season, by far like predetermined by me, finalist if not winner of course, ready for a crown.
If someone's gonna cut her early, and I'm gonna be furious.
Yeah, it's gonna be a bummer if that happens because I find that to be a problem.
I guess I'm gonna have to go back and watch her French season because I am just the looks. The humor, the wit.
Yeah, and the reason why I know this is like a winner, winner, winner chicken dinner is the humor. The humor is like hitting correctly every time. Their talent show was so good. Their performance on the runway is so good. Their presentation, their professionalism, their looks are so incredibly polished. They are a fashion queen. They are a comedy queen. Yeah, they're an enigma.
I'm wet.
Who else are you loving? I have high hopes for Theresa May. I love Theresa May.
How do they do it in this? Is it top three, top two?
I think
top two. Top four to top two?
Maybe. I think Marina Summers. Is that her name?
My ideal top three would be LeGrand Dawn, Marina Summers, and Hannah Conda.
Hannah Conda, who the hell is that?
How dare you?
She was in the top this week, which...
No, she was in the bottom this week.
Oh, Where am I?
She's the Australian Down Under girl.
Oh, she's fun. She's fun. I like her.
You need to watch her original season of Down Under. It's so good.
That's very sweet of you to say, like, you want her in the finale. But taste level wise, I am not seeing.
Just wait. She's not a seamstress, but her looks and her face polished.
Certainly and surely. However, I'm just saying, like, do I look at the looks that I saw this week? Do I look at the looks that I've seen so far and think, oh, that person is a drag race winner? Or do I think Miss Congeniality would love to spend time with, enjoy? I'm curious if there's a path to the win, but we'll see. I mean, she would really have to get rid of a lot of contenders for that to make sense in my perception of drag race world. But I root for all.
Okay. Are you enjoying having your Queen Jomber's blonde back?
Yes and no. This is a season of all RuPaul favorites. Like, these are like RuPaul's all-time favorite queens. Jomber's, who's obsessed with.
Name them.
Who else is on this season?
Name them. I could make some cuts, but I am really
Scarlet Envy. UK. Scarlet Envy. That I think Scarlet is a RuPaul favorite. Like, not to say like a RuPaul's Drag Race fandom favorite. I'm saying like RuPaul likes Scarlet Envy.
I mean,
she's not about to let anybody come back for a second, third, fourth season if she doesn't like them, I guess. But
yeah.
Yeah.
From one all-star to another, game recognized game.
Yeah. And what about Marina Summers? Summer?
I literally named her. I said Marina Summers and Hannah Conda.
I just feel like I would like to speak more truth about how incredible Marina Summers is. Let's talk about that.
Obsessed.
Yeah, there we
go. Obsessed. That for her to be all, oh, this is the first dress I made, bitch.
Do you believe it or no?
Open the trap door.
I don't believe it. Like, how's that possible? What do you mean? I thought it looked great. I was stunned. Some of these silhouettes and some of the finished polishings of these made in the workroom looks, it's hard to look at like Marina Summers and La Grande Dame and then look at what other queens have made, because it is such a vast valley between them of like skill level.
Listen, we always gotta weed out a few at the beginning. Sometimes we gotta weed out a few in the middle.
Sometimes some of the weeds gotta make it to the end.
Hey, diddle diddle.
Okay, Miss Mama. Okay, Miss Mama Grant. Miss Mama Webb. Miss Mama Webb. Junior. Hey, are women ever juniors?
Yes, absolutely.
Lady, girl, you know, junior.
You know I worked at a bank. Oh, yeah. I'm all in the know with juniors, seniors, the seconds, the thirds.
These things are kind of done. Nobody's really doing that anymore, are they?
I bet they are in the South.
Yeah, I don't really encounter that much.
Would you break the generational trauma?
Absolutely. if somebody, that is my calling. It is your calling. It is everybody in our generation's calling. That is the highest order of on the to-do list for our generation is to break the generational trauma, and that includes sending down the juniors, the seconds, the thirds. Let's put an end to that. How literal do you want to be with the transference of generational trauma than to name your child your own name when you haven't even been to therapy?
Speak on that.
Figure that out, girl.
Yeah, I have a family member that was either a second or a third, and when they had kids, they were like, "The train stops here, mama.
Everybody off." Everybody. All right.
Hey, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitch on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. If you're listening to this when it comes out on Tuesdays, a lot of people come on by and say, hey, I just listened to the pod. So come on by. Where can people find you?
I love that. Probably at Walgreens, lining up down the candy aisle.
Hey, I had
my apple bottom jeans and my boots with the fur.
Real quick, shut the hell up. I had a funny TikTok about you. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did.
People,
Corey's here.
People liked it. People liked it. People were all like, ah, Corey.
Babe, joke's on you. I'm always here.
Corey, where everyone was asking if you were dead. I said, in a way. From time to time.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. I said, no, he's not dead yet. All right. Yeah. Bye.